Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your day today and being the best you can be, like always. Today, I just wanted to reach out because I had multiple people just say they wanted to hear some podcasts. So I got a lot of things going on. I figured I'd fill you in and try to get some podcasts going for you guys. Today's subject is going to be about time. Do you have enough of it? It always seems like we just never, ever have enough time to do what we need to do. But is that true? Let's make a little discussion about that today. Per usual, I'll get to you guys right after these messages. All right. Thank you so much for listening to those messages. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to be honest with you. I literally am always running around, always doing a billion things. So time is something that I have to always stay on top of. So speaking of time, that's what today's episode is about. Do you guys feel like you never have enough time in the day to do the things that you need to do? I'm pretty sure all of us can relate. It just seems like the day flies by. It's like you had all these things on the list, and maybe you got to one, if any, on the list. So the list just keeps getting bigger and bigger every day. You know, what I had to come to realize is time. We have a whole lot of time. I bet you right now, even while you're listening to this, you're probably scrolling on the internet, checking out what's going on in the world, seeing what Kim and Kanye are up to. Just wasting time. See, a lot of us have time, and unfortunately, we don't know how to prioritize our time. We get stuck in habitual rituals, I like to say. You don't even notice that you're wasting time. You become a zombie to wasting time. You sit at night before you go to bed, pretty sure you scroll on the internet looking at stupid cat videos and videos on how swords are made and what happens when you put liquid hot magma on ice. What would happen if you took that same amount of time and dedicated to something that is going to be beneficial for you? Maybe it's a hobby that you wanted to do. Maybe you wanted to learn how to play an instrument. Pretty sure all of us have it. We have these little dreams and things that we want to do, but we just never get to them. Maybe take that time that you are scrolling on the internet to learn how to play an instrument. Some of us want to learn a different language. Maybe we can take that time that when we wake up and we grab that phone and sit on there and literally scroll for hours. Maybe we could take 15 minutes listening to some Rosetta Stone or something that will teach us something that'll be beneficial for us. See, we have time, but we just use it in the wrong way. We use it in the most comfortable, robotic way. Because that's just the way society has set up humans to be right now. We want the least resistant way. If it's too hard, I won't do it. It's too much. But that's what happens when you have on-demand. You have self-checkout. You have self-driving cars. You have phones, smartphones, which literally can arrange your whole entire day for you. You have Alexa telling you, you could tell her what to do 24/7. You don't have to do it anymore. That's the problem. So, now that we know that there is a problem, what's the solution? It's pretty easy. Put the phone down. There are so many apps out that will allow you to lock your phone that you only be able to make text messages or phone calls. And it does it for a timer. You're not going to die without your phone, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not. It's just, you're not. You're going to be okay. You can put the phone down. It's all right. You can pick the phone, put the phone down and pick up something creative. Pick up something that's going to be, bring you some money or bring you a little peace or happiness. There was a reason why our grandmothers and, you know, our fathers had hobbies. You know, they would go fishing. They would sew. They would knit. Because those things brought them peace. See, with these phones and social media, it's a little bit of the opposite of what that phone is going to bring you. I guarantee you, we have anxiety because of our phones. Because every time you pick it up, as soon as you put it on any social media platform or in general, just the news, Google, it's going to tell you your life is not good enough. You need to have this new car. You need to look like this person. You need to have this type of body, and you need to have this type of job and make this type of money and live in this type of penthouse. And unfortunately, all those things, they're not even realities. They're paid marketing commercials for you to make you spend all your money. Those people that you see in that picture, they don't live there. Those are paid actors to sit in that house to say, hey, this is my house. These are all meant to make you just spend all your money. Because I'm going to be honest, as a business owner, I would love to make you spend all your money with me. But, I mean, not all your money, but just a majority. Like, I would like you to have all my products in your house. Now, is it reasonable for me to make you spend every penny you have? No, that's why I don't practice that type of business lifestyle. But corporations do. They could care less about what you're eating and if you have a roof over your head. All they care about is if you got their credit card number and their debit card number and you are ready to put that in and it's funds on the other side. So adjust your time so you don't have to worry about all those other things. Don't waste your time looking at what you could be. Spend your time doing things that will make you who you are right now. We got time, guys. More than enough of it. I met a person in New York, and her name was Dominique, and she said something that was so valuable, and I want you guys to take this away with you on my last note. She said, people nowadays are scared to get tired, yo. She was from the Bronx. And that term has stuck with me. We're scared to get tired. We're scared to lose a little sleep. We're scared to go hard and just might not be able to be comfortable or be in our comfort zones. Let's get over that fear, guys. You're scared to get tired. Use your time. You have a ton of it. A lot can be done with 15 minutes. Imagine what you do if you dedicate an hour. And an hour isn't much in your day. You'll sit and watch a TV show and binge watch for 5 hours. So guys, prioritize your time. I love you guys. And you know, man, I am rooting for each and every one of you. I'm sorry I haven't been around as much. I am doing so many things to try to solidify everything. And unfortunately, I'm the head of all. So I got to get a little more team in my whole mission. But I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. We are doing big things. You guys are a big part of it. And I appreciate every last one of you reaching out to me and expressing love. Don't think it goes unnoticed. I hope you guys have an amazing week. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And I hope you take something from this conversation. Don't be scared to get tired. Have a good one. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of the Tall Company. Have a great day.